So King Louis, right, was never very well versed in astrology. He was also very insecure. So when he would have gatherings and when he would attend parties and dinners, he would bring with him a professional astrologist so that if the conversation should arise, he'll have someone there to make him look like he knows what he's talking about. So one day, the astrologist tells King Louis that a lady of his court would die that very same day. And the day went on, and eventually this woman actually died. So King Louis approached his guard one night and said this: "Either my astrologist wished death upon this woman, and now she's dead, which would be against the law, which would warrant putting him to death, or this astrologist is so powerful in terms of his astrological knowledge that his power supersedes mine as king. Whatever the event, he needs to be put to death." So he tells the guard, "Tomorrow at midnight, I want you to bring my astrologist up to my chamber, and when I give you the signal, I'll start talking to him, and when I give you the signal, we'll both grab him by the arms and legs and throw him out the window." So midnight arrives the next day, and the guard gets the astrologist to come up to the king's room. And the king begins to speak with the astrologist, and just before the king gives the guard the signal, he asks the astrologist one question. He says, "Tell me, you're so good at what you do, and you knew exactly how that woman was going to die and when she died, when she would die. So tell me, how are you going to die, and when are you going to die?" And the astrologist looks at the king and goes, "Your death, my death will precede yours by one day." Right? So the king never gives the guard the signal, and the king appoints the astrologist to one of the most protected, sought after, lavished members of his court, giving him everything he needed to live the longest, healthiest life possible. So, but do you get it? The astrologist told the king that the day the astrologist dies, the king would die the next day. So, given how accurate the guy was in the past, the king was freaked out and he didn't give the signal, and he made sure that for the rest of the astrologist's life, he was the most well-protected, well-fed, well-kempt individual of the court ever. But do you know what the moral of the story is, Natalia? The moral of the story is that if you can make yourself a unique part of whatever organization to the extent that you're irreplaceable, to the extent that you're needed, then you'll always be better positioned for a bright future.